On this first Saturday of June, it's only appropriate to celebrate, of course, the Mass in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in honor of the five first Saturdays. And also a week from today will be the actual feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Next Friday will be the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, and June 13th, next Saturday, will be the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And when we talk about the Immaculate Heart, we can say it is a Eucharistic Heart of Mary. As Pope John Paul referred to Our Lady in his encyclical, she's the woman of the Eucharist. And the Immaculate Heart really is a Eucharistic heart par excellence, because as we know, if it wasn't for her heart, there would be no Eucharist, there would be no body and blood given to our Savior. For he took all of his humanity, all of his sacred heart comes from the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that is why St. John Eudes sometimes he refers to the heart of Mary is Jesus, and the heart of Jesus is Mary. And what does he mean by that? That the greatest love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, her whole heart, was Jesus. Not only spiritually, especially spiritually, but even physically, she gave everything she had to the Sacred Heart. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus loved no one more other than after his Heavenly Father and, you know, the Trinitarian persons. The greatest love of the heart of Jesus was his mother. And so these two hearts are truly united in a very special way. And that is why I would refer to it as the Immaculate and Eucharistic Heart of Mary, because she truly loved Christ with her whole being, as our Lord said about, you know, the twofold commandments. Love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength. And then he said, and your neighbor as yourself. We saw that reflected in the opening prayer today for the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We asked in the prayer that, you know, that we asked Our Lady that we too would love God with all of our fiber, and that we would do service to our neighbor. Our Lady lived out those two commandments, because truly her heart was totally and completely united with and conformed to Christ and his Sacred Heart. So today, as we contemplate, as this is the eve of the Corpus Christi, we will celebrate tomorrow with processions in honor of the Eucharistic presence of Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament. We want to contemplate also that this is a gift to us through the maternal cooperation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we have the Eucharist, because Our Lady said yes to being the Mother of God. And so, you know, and the way that we can truly live out this great love for Christ is to conform and to make our hearts like unto Our Lady's heart, who loved the Eucharist unlike anyone else. No one else could compare with the love with which she gave to Jesus' Sacred Heart and to his Eucharistic presence in the Blessed Sacrament. And when our Lord was complimenting the widow in the Gospel today, you know, he said that everybody else who gave to the treasury of the temple gave of their surplus. But this widow gave from her very poverty. She contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. I think the reason why he complimented that widow especially is because it reflected in some way his own mother. She gave everything she had to God. She gave from her whole poverty. She gave her very self to Christ and to the service of God. She gave of her very being to give to our Lord his most sacred heart. And so I think that that is why our Lord compliments this widow, because really she is a reflection of his own mother, a widow who gave everything she had when she said yes to being his mother and contributed more than anyone else. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.